There are a lot of things that make Jesus who he is. John testified in John chapter 20 that he was the Christ, the Son of God. And Paul proclaimed in 1 Corinthians 15 that he died on a cross, was buried, and on the third day rose again and then appeared to his disciples. But look also at what Peter said to Cornelius and his household in Acts chapter 10 and verses 37 through 43, as they had all assembled together to hear Peter preach the gospel. And this is the part of who makes Jesus Jesus that he keyed in on during that moment. Acts chapter 10 and verse 37. He said, "You yourselves know the thing which took place throughout all Judea, starting from Galilee, after the baptism which John proclaimed. You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all the things he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day and granted that he become visible, not to all the people, but to witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God, that is, to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead. And he ordered us to preach to the people and solemnly to testify that this is the one who has been appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Of him all the prophets bear witness that through his name everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." Part of what makes Jesus who he is the fact that God anointed him with power and that he went about doing good and healing those who were oppressed by the devil. You know, Jesus could have demonstrated his divine power in another way. He could have performed miracles that were shown through force. Instead of stilling the storm on the Sea of Galilee and calming the winds and the waves, he could have stirred up a hurricane. And that would still prove the point that Jesus was God, but it wouldn't show us who God is. He could have, instead of healing Lazarus and saying, "Come forth out of the grave," and restoring to him his physical life, he could have looked at one of his enemies and said, "Die." And the man would have keeled over dead. He could have used the commanding power of his voice to cause his disciples to fall down on their knees and wash his feet. But instead, he girded himself with a towel and he proceeded to wash their feet. He went about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. And so the nature of his actions, healing and helping, demonstrated the nature of his Father and of his mission, which was to come and to save, that God is benevolent and loving. He also showed that he had come to destroy the grip of Satan. For performing miraculous deeds, he demonstrated that not even Satan could withstand his power. And so the forces of wickedness were brought low. Jesus, in another place, testifies, "I saw Satan tumbling from heaven as if like lightning." Jesus was openly defeating Satan and his works. And the third thing this shows us is that part of us walking in the footsteps of Jesus is doing like he did, which is doing good and pointing others toward Jesus. James would say in his short book, James chapter 1 and verse 27, that pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. Jesus went about doing good and showing others how to break the power of Satan, and so his followers do the same as we do good and teach others about the nature of Christ. And so as we partake of this bread and this fruit of the vine, allow it to center our minds and our thoughts around who Jesus is and what he did, and how his death upon the cross gives to us the hope of an eternity with God in heaven. This bread being his body, which was hung upon the cross, this fruit of the vine being his blood, which was shed for the forgiveness of our sins. We'll sing a song together and then partake.